Warlegan by Winston Graham. Read by Oliver Hembra. Book 1. Chapter 1. In that coastal triangle of Cornwall, lying between Truro, St. Anne's and St. Michael, social life did not extend far in the 1790s. There were 6 big houses, or 6 inhabited by gentlefolk, but circumstances did not encourage intercourse between them. Into one of these, Mingus House, the oldest and most easterly, Ruth Treneglas, née Teague, had done her utmost to bring a new social zest, but childbearing had cramped her style of late. Her rough-booted husband John was interested only in hunting, and her father-in-law was too deaf and scholarly to care who came and went in his front rooms. In Wherry House, the largest and most disreputable, Sir Hugh Bodruggan sprawled and belched like a lecherous volcano, while Constance Lady Bodruggan, his stepmother, who was young enough to be his daughter, bred dogs and fed dogs and talked dogs most of her waking hours. On the other and western side of the triangle, Place House, an unbecoming Palladian residence put up in the early years of the century, was occupied by Sir John Trevornance, a widowed and childless baronet, and Kilwarren, which was not much more than a glorified farmhouse by Mr. Ray Penvenon, who was richer and even more cautious than his neighbour. To the 2 houses in between, one actually on the coast, the other near it, it would have come natural to look for more enterprise, not only because they were where they were, but because each was occupied by a young married couple, of whom social occasions might have been expected.